With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Iran has reimposed restrictions on the Strait of Hormuz after the U.S. said reopening it would not end its blockade of Iranian ports. Iran's Joint Military Command announced today that control of the strait has returned to its previous state under strict military engagement. In fact, Iranian warships fired today on a tanker that was trying to go through the strait. President Trump says the American blockade will remain in force until Iran reaches a deal with the U.S. on its nuclear program. He also told a Turning Point USA gathering last night in Phoenix the U.S. will go into Iran and remove what remains of the country's nuclear material.
The USA will get all nuclear dust. You know what the nuclear dust is? That was that white powdery substance created by our B-2 bombers, those great B-2 bombers, late one evening. 7 months ago, no money will exchange hands in any way, shape, or form.
Senator Tom Cotton says he can't understand why some Americans seem to want Iran to win the war.
I think Tom Friedman said it best a few days ago. He's the famous New York Times columnist, kind of a perfect embodiment of conventional opinion among the center left in Washington and New York, is that Iran is really bad and he kind of wants them to lose. But he would hate for Donald Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu to get a political victory. And if he had to choose, he'd probably go with a political loss for Trump and Netanyahu.
There are reports there could be some more changes for the administration.
Pam Bondi has been officially removed as Attorney General after weeks of speculation with President Trump reportedly considering further shakeups in national security leadership. Mr. Trump is said to be weighing the dismissal of Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard over her handling of disputes related to Iran policy, though the White House currently maintains public support for her.
That is Bill Alexander reporting, and this is SRN News. The U.S. birth rate has seen another decline.
The latest numbers from the Centers for Disease Control reveal that there were a little over 3.6 million babies born in this country in 2025, a 1% drop from the year before. Meanwhile, 3 years after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, the number of abortions in the U.S. is soaring. The Alan Guttmacher Institute says over 1.1 million women terminated their pregnancies in 2025, virtually unchanged from 2024. Michael Harrington reporting.
Mason Temple, that's a church in Memphis where Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his final speech, is getting a facelift. It will be upgraded with a $1.2 million federal grant. The package also includes $3 million for the restoration of historic Claiborne Temple. That was a staging area for the 1968 sanitation workers' strike that brought King to Memphis. This is SRN News. QVC Group, the owner of the home shopping network QVC, has filed for bankruptcy.
The filing comes as TV shopping networks struggle to adapt to consumers' rapid shift to live streams on TikTok or online marketplaces. QVC Group says all of its brands are operating as usual. It will continue to serve its customers across all QVC, HSN, and Cornerstone brands, channels, and platforms. QVC Group says its international operations are not included in the filing. The company is looking to emerge from bankruptcy protection in about 90 days. I'm Mike Hempen.
Ford is recalling some 1.4 million F-150 pickups in the U.S. That's because a gear shift issue that may lead to drivers losing control of their vehicles and increase the risk of a crash. The automaker is aware, it says, of two injuries and one accident potentially related to that problem. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.